Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of God of all ages, welcome to the City Place Church Podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we thank you for making the time to tune in. Take a moment to get focused, clear your mind, close your eyes, open your heart, and receive what God has for you on this day. Hey everybody, welcome City Place family. So good to see everybody this morning. Before we jump into God's Word, I just want to welcome everyone watching online and those of you who are watching in person. We're so excited to be able to see people in person and continue our online experience. So shout out to the whole City Place family. Come on, right where you are, can you make some noise? Come on, make some noise for the City Place family today, literally watching all across the world, various platforms. Shout out to those of you on Facebook, YouTube, in person, listening to this later on the podcast, Spotify, all the platforms. Welcome to the City Place family. It's my wife and I's honor to be able to do life with you and continue to jump in. So many of you have jumped in to small groups, jumping in to just various aspects of our church. I also want to say thank you for partnering with us through your giving. Later on in our service, towards the end, we'll worship God through our giving. But I want to just say thank you for partnering with us to allow us to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And so, well done, well done. But let's get ready to jump into God's Word. I want to give one more shout out to a little man by the name of James, who is turning one this week. We had a family in our church who had been believing God for a precious baby, and they gave birth to baby James, and he is turning one this upcoming week. So shout out to you, baby James. I love you, man, with all of my heart. Can't wait to when you're a little bit older, man, and we can throw the ball around and do all sorts of stuff. And congratulations to your parents, amazing parents, Naren and Melissa. But this is a special shout out to my baby man, James. All right, y'all, if you have your Bibles, turn with me. We're going into God's Word today, 1 Chronicles chapter 4. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. We've been in a series entitled Sunday School Remix. We've taken some Bible stories that we may not have learned in Sunday school. And we've been in a series called Sunday School Remix, where we're pulling stories out of God's Word that we may not have been taught in Sunday school. Sunday school was the place when I grew up where we learned about men like David, and we learned about Samuel, and we learned about women like Esther who changed the nation. But in God's Word, there's also stories that bring life that we may not have heard of, because sometimes they grab your attention in a way that, like last week, when we entitled our message, Hit the Nail on the Head, we were talking about Jael. And so today I want to dive into God's Word. And if you can, lean in with me, level 10. That's, we remove the distraction, we engage in the conversation, and we take notes. And you can find today's notes at cityplacechurch.com/notes. But when we jump into God's Word today, I feel like God just wants to continue to speak life to you. And God wants to continue to build you up. In the United States, because there literally are people across the world, we're in seasons where we're in a political season where people are getting ready to go to the polls or the booth to vote. And we have high tension here right now. And you've been living through COVID. Our country's been living through COVID. People have gone through various moments in life. And I just felt like the Holy Spirit was just telling me that 2020, hear me, is not over yet. The promise of God for your life, I said this last week, is not done, because this year was filled with some uncertainties, some things that we weren't anticipating. I want to speak life to you today and tell you that 2020 is not over yet. Come on, can we say it ain't over yet? And if we can focus in on today's story, I'm wearing a t-shirt that has our title. I'm made for this. Come on, can you say that? I'm made for this. You were made for God to fulfill His promise in your life in this season and time. The promise of God is still sure for this moment. And so today I want to teach you a little bit, but I also want to get us in a moment and in a position of declaration. So I'm going to pull a story out of God's Word today. I'm going to give you a couple of lessons, and then we're going to declare as we go throughout this service. Can I get an amen? Make some noise right where you are. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, 9 through 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, 9 through 10. And don't forget, hit the like button, subscribe button, share this. I believe that God wants to say something to your family, to your friends, and those in your sphere of influence. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, 9 through 10 says this. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, I bore him in pain. So Jabez's mom named him because of her circumstance. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. This morning, we're going to be talking about a man by the name of Jabez. And there was a period of time when I was in college and someone wrote a book called The Prayer of Jabez. It was the first time I'd ever heard of it. So maybe this is new to you. Maybe it's a refreshing, but we're going to talk about Jabez. And I just want to pull some things out. But before we do that, let's pray. Father, we love you today. We thank you that we get to enter into your presence. God, we didn't come here. We're not watching. We're not hanging out together. Lord God, as a family, just so that we can do some sort of religious activity. God, we woke up this morning. We got on our clothes. We moved from our home to an in-person gathering, or we woke up to join the family online so that we can hear from you, so that our life could be changed, so that the faith of our life can be put on display. So, Father, I ask you to meet us today. I ask you to meet those that are going to meet you for the very first time. I pray that walls are broken down and that lives are changed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready? Can you make some noise right where you are? Are you ready? Let's jump into the text. The Bible says that there is a man by the name of Jabez, and his name is Jabez because his mom named him that because she was going through pain. She was going through a situation of life by which that moment of pain, she said, I'm going to mark this moment by naming my son Pain. The Bible doesn't really say what she was facing. We can only maybe put ourselves in the moment of her pain. We can only imagine what her pain could have been. It could have been loss of a job. It could have been circumstance of life. It could have been the pain of pursuing her dream. It could have been the pain of raising her other children. It could have been the pain of whatever it may be. We don't know exactly what it is, but we do know that result of her pain was Jabez. But the Bible says that Jabez was still honorable amongst his brother. And then Jabez began to cry out to God. Just before we jump in, I want to kind of create a foundation because it says that he was born in pain. I want to just tell you this, that in the middle of 2020, wherever you are, we realize that beauty can be produced through pain. Beauty can be produced through pain. She raised up a young man that when she first produced him, when she first conceived him, she said, I am bearing this boy in pain. But by the time she births him, the Bible says that he is more honorable than any of his brothers. Can I tell you that beauty can be produced through pain? My wife and I, we have two children. And I remember being in the room when it happened, the room when it happened. Sorry, that's Hamilton. I remember being in the room when she was giving birth to David and Noah. And I can remember the looks of pain and the emotion on her face as she was birthing the baby, the moment of pain. But then I remember the shift in the atmosphere when she held the beautiful baby. See, beauty can be produced in pain. That's the reason why I want to tell you that 2020 is not over yet. The Bible says this, it says that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it until the day Jesus Christ comes back. What God started for you at the beginning of the year, he is faithful enough to complete it. Come on, can you say, I was made for this? You were made for this moment for God to produce in you what he designed for you to grab hold of in this moment. Do not let whatever it is that we're facing, or the pursuit of whatever it is you're pursuing, cause you to feel like that God can't produce beauty in pain. Are you with me? Write that down. God can produce beauty in pain. So therefore, I wrote this down, and then we're going to continue on, and I'm going to give you some more lessons, and we're going to have some declarations. Since God can produce beauty through pain, we can't let pain become our identity. Are you with me? Since God can produce beauty through pain, we can't let the pain become our identity. See, if we're not careful, we can hurry up and try to get out of 2020 versus allowing God to birth something in us. I don't know about you, but my desire for the presence of God is more intense now than it was in January. See, there's going to be, the Bible says that He gives us beauty for ashes. There were some things in my life, some things where my passion for God needed to be relit again. And so there's going to be a beauty in my worship. There's going to be a beauty in my adoration for God that I didn't have. But 2020 has been some painful points of my life. Are you with me? Are you tracking with me? Are you tracking with me no matter where you are? See, God wants to produce beauty through pain. I know it's hard because we're walking through 2020. But God wants to produce beauty through pain. Since God wants to produce beauty through pain, we can't let the pain be our identity. We can't keep saying, I can't wait for this to end and 2021 to be here. What if we changed our declaration and say, God, give me the beauty. Give me the beauty in the middle of the pain. Give me the beauty in the middle of my pursuit for purpose. Give me the beauty in the middle of going after you. Give me the beauty in the middle of pushing into your presence, past apathy, past this 2020 year. God, I won't let any point of pain define me. Which now leads me further into Jabez. His name by definition, write this down, means sorrow. Sorrow. Can you imagine walking around with a name like sorrow? He's honorable, yet his name means sorrow. And that was where I felt like the Holy Spirit said, Damon, don't let pain become your identity. I can see Jabez being told that his name meant sorrow. But there's a cry inside of him that said, this will not be my identity. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to pursue the presence of God. I'm going to chase after God to be in a place where every aspect of my life brings honor to Him. I want to give you just a couple of things that I felt like God was pulling out of this story that He wanted me to give to you. Are you ready? Sunday school lesson number one. If you feel like there is more than what you see, tell God. If you feel like there's more than what you see, tell God. If you feel like there is more than just walking through a pandemic and that there's healing on the other side, tell God. If you feel like there is restoration and health and amending or provision, tell God. If what you see is not what you know God has called you to, tell God. The Bible says that Jabez has a name like sorrow, but the Bible says in verse 10, it says that he cries out to God and he says, oh, that you would bless me. God, I see more than just the label that people would try to put on me. Can I tell you, in 2020, we have a few more months left. What if we said, God, what I saw for 2020, I'm not seeing yet. Therefore, I'm going to cry out to you. Let everything that heaven sees for me be done here on earth. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Let me tell you that if it doesn't look like what you see, tell God. The reason why we tell God is because in order to see what God sees, we've got to go to the Father. In order to see what God sees, we've got to go to the Father. So Jabez, whose name means sorrow, says this. He says, "Oh God, my name will not be my identity." 2020 is not going to define you. No, absolutely not. The attacks of the enemy will not define you. Absolutely not. The highs and the lows of this year will not define you. Let me tell you what's going to define you. What is going to define you is who God said you are. You are special to Him. You are a son. You are a daughter. There is purpose for you now in this season of life. Come on, can you say this? I am who God says I am. Now say this. I was made for this. I was made for this. Keep tracking with me. So let me give you your first declaration. Are you ready? Your first declaration. We're going to steal it right from Jabez because we're in Sunday school class. Here's our first declaration. If what I see and what I feel like there's more, we're going to tell God. So let's do it right now. Here it is. Declaration number one that we're pulling right from Jabez. Father, I'm calling on you first. Come on. Can you say that? Father, I'm calling on you first. Jabez said, I'm calling to the God of Israel. Father, I'm calling on you first. I'm not going to be chasing. If this cycle, if something's going to change, and if I'm going to walk out my true purpose and destiny in you, I'm going to call on you first. So come on, just declare that. Father, I'm calling on you first. I'm not going to reach for it first. I'm not going to pursue it first. I'm not going to try to figure it out first. No, Father, I'm calling on you first. Second declaration. This might seem a little selfish, but I'm here to encourage your faith in the middle, towards the end of this year. We're going to grab hold of all that God has designed for you because it's not over yet. You were made for this. Second declaration that we're pulling from Jabez. Father, bless me indeed. Father, bless me indeed. I looked up the word blessed, and here's what it meant. It meant to kneel. If I kneel, I'm at the age where if I kneel, I might not get back up. But look, it says it meant to kneel. It meant to bless in a way, empower. So in biblical days, whenever a son was to be blessed by the father, he would kneel. And the father would lay his right hand on the father, and everything that was on the father would get to the son. Are you with me? So the father, everything that was on the father would get to the son. So when Jabez says, oh, that you, Father, I'm calling on you first. Oh, that you would bless me. What he's saying is everything that's on you, I want you to deposit on me. So he is saying, God, I am humbling myself. I'm kneeling myself before you because everything that you see, everything that's on you, I want on me. Are you with me? But this is what I found amazing. He said, oh, that you would bless me indeed. I looked up the word bless and it meant kneel and having God just kind of lay his hand on and bless and empower. But when I looked up the word indeed, it meant the same thing as blessed. So when he says, oh, that you would bless me indeed, he said, oh, that you would bless me, bless me. Oh, that you would bless me, bless me. He said, Lord, will you bless me once and continue to bless me? So what he was saying was, Father, I'm going to kneel before you. You're going to lay your hand on me. You're going to pour out your spirit, your power, everything that's on you. You're going to deposit it on me, and I'm going to go right back to the same position. Father, I need you. I'm calling on you first. God, I want you to bless me again. What he was saying was, God, I know that every aspect of my life will come from you, and I refuse to leave this position of being humble before you. And that leads me to this Sunday school fact that your being able to handle God's blessing requires you to be able to handle humility. Your being able to handle God's blessing, not yours, not mine. God's blessing says he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we could ask, hope, imagine, or think, right? So that's uncontainable. In order to handle God's blessing, we have to be able to handle humility. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. I'm calling on you first. And I need you to know that I'm humbling myself before you. I'm not trying to get blessed while I'm running. I'm bowing before you because you are the ultimate one. You are the one that's worthy of all the glory and the honor. And without you, I won't prosper. So I'm humbling myself before you. And this is how we know that he was walking in humility, because it says that he was more honorable than his brothers. Honor is only bestowed on those who the Bible says is worthy of it. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Please don't ever take your blessing off of me. Sunday school fact. God's blessing is more than you can carry or handle, and therefore it's meant to flow through you to others. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. And then watch what he says, and enlarge my territory. Huh. See, when the blessing of God rests on your life, when we say, I'm made for this, I'm made for this. And we ask God to bless us and keep his hand on us. And we say, God, I'm going to remain in a place of humility because I want to be able to carry your blessings. We have to realize that when God blesses us, we cannot become just this closed off cup. We have to become a funnel. He says, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Enlarge my, when you look at the word territory, it meant coast, like expand my borders beyond what I can handle. See, when the blessing of God hits your life, when God shows up, if you feel like you're still waiting, if God continues to show up in your life in 2020, go like this. God, bless me indeed and enlarge my territory so that the blessing can flow through me. That's the reason why I wanted to thank you earlier for your partnership and your faithfulness in living to give and sowing into God's house. Because City Place Church has been asking God to enlarge our territory. We've been giving to Venezuela. We've been giving to people planting churches. We've been sowing into ministries in North Carolina and sending things to people in Israel and responding to tragedy and responding to the pandemic and caring for teachers. Why? Because we said, God, bless our church indeed. Enlarge our territory, God, so that we can carry and allow your blessing to flow through us. See, so the blessing of God that you're going to carry and God's design for you has to flow through you. So here's what I want you to declare. Declare this first. We said, Father, I'm calling on you. Then we said, Lord, bless me indeed. Now I want you to just declare, say, Father, enlarge my territory. Enlarge my territory. And here's what I mean by territory. We're saying, Father, enlarge my spiritual and my practical influence. God, grow me in your word. Grow me in the knowledge of you. Reveal yourself to me. Expand my passion for worship. Expand my pursuit of your presence. God, if I'm at this level, take me higher. God, give me faith to declare your word. Give me faith to believe your word. God, let me spend more time in your presence. God, let me be bold about sharing my faith. God, use me to win people to Jesus. Use me to speak life to people. Use me to pray for people. God, enlarge my spiritual territory. But God, also enlarge my practical territory. Give me more influence on my job. Give me more favor where I am. Why, God? Because I'm going to always remain in a position to where I'm always looking up to you. And my heart is in a place of humility. I wrote this down and I want you to hear this fact. And this is all in God's word. In order for us to reach wider, you have to grow deeper. Did you hear that? In order for us to reach wider, you have to grow deeper. In order for you to reach wider, you have to grow deeper. You've been asking God for more in 2020, asking God to reveal himself to you in 2020. Don't wait. Don't let 2021, you know, be pulled into 2020. No, no, no. God's waiting for you and he's waiting for me to grow deeper, deeper in him. Passionate pursuit. Please don't let me just be talking this morning. Can I get some amens? Come on. Can I get some amens? And if you just hop on here, please do me a favor. Tell me your name, where you're watching from. I'm getting ready to wrap up. In order to grow wider, you have to grow deeper. Here's what he says. Here's another declaration. He says, Father, let your hand be on me. Father, let your hand be on me. Can you just declare that? Father, let your hand be on me. Here's what I found out. Watch. Here's what he was saying. Father, if your hand is with me and on me, so is your victory and so is your strength. Remember, I told you that the blessing back in biblical days was the father would lay the hand on and everything that was on the father would be deposited on the son. He said, God, keep your hand with me. Like, don't just let your hand rest in the blessing moment, but let your hand rest with me in the moments where I need your power, in the moment where I need your victory, in the moment where I need your strength. Here's what Psalms 138 verse 8 says. It says that the Lord will perfect that which concerns you. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Father, you perfect that which concerns me. God will perfect that which concerns you right here, right now. Exodus 13, 14. It says this. By strength of the hand of the Lord was Israel brought out of bondage, the hand of the Lord. Let's keep going. Psalms 20 verse 6 says, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed, who he has his hand on. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. One more. Psalms 92 4 says, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hand. When Jabez says, oh, that you would bless me indeed and you would enlarge my territory, let your hand be on me. Jabez says, there is power, strength, and victory in your hand. Any obstacle that I come across, I need to know that your hand is going to be with me. You fight, you show up, you write the script. You lead me, you guide me, because it brings me victory. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. Keep your hand on me. Can you just say that? Come on, right where you are. Father, keep your hand on me. Let's wrap up. Let's wrap up. Declare this. Declare this. Father, keep me from evil that I don't cause pain. Keep me from evil that I don't cause pain. Here's what he said. Jabez says, I've been called sorrowful all my life. My mom named me Jabez because of the situation of life that she was in. He said, if there is a moment by which I want to break any sort of cycles in my life, in the generations to come, it's going to be now. He says, God, deal with any place in me that will cause pain to you, cause pain to me, cause pain to those around me, or that will influence someone not wanting to know you more. Are you catching all that? He says, God, make sure that your hand is so firmly fixed on me that I continue to represent you well. Lord, keep your hand on me so that I don't become a punching bag of the enemy any longer. God, keep your hand on me so that the pain that my mama knew doesn't become my identity. Keep me from evil. Here's what I wrote down. You can write this down. If you don't rely on the hand of God, you rely on you. And you miss the mark. If we don't rely on the hand of God, we rely on ourselves and we miss the mark. Jabez said, God, I'm telling you, I'm calling on you first. Bless me indeed. I'm going to stay in this place of humility because I want to be able to carry all that heaven sees, all that you've designed for me. Enlarge my territory because I just want everything that heaven sees to flow through me. He says, keep your hand on me, God, because I need to walk in power, victory, and strength. And then he says, but let that hand be so firm fixed on me that I'm not causing pain, that I'm not going to bring any shame to your name, that I'm going to make you famous. Keep your hand on me so that I don't cause pain. He said, if I don't rely on you, I'm going to rely on myself and I'm going to miss the mark. Listen to this verse in Psalms 119. Verse 11, it says this. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. The writer of Psalms 119 says, I'm going to have such an imprint of your word that every action that I take is going to be reliant upon you. Every action is going to be reliant upon you. And then the Bible says this. It says, so God granted him what he requested. When you look in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9, or 1 Chronicles chapter 4, all you read are names. This person and this person had this person and they were this person's dad, this person's family, this person, this person, this person. And then when we get to 9 and 10, we read, and Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And he called on the God of Israel. And he had these declarations. Father, I'm calling on you first. Father, bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. Keep your hand on me. Keep me from evil so that I don't cause pain. And then he said, and God granted his request. I had one more declaration that I want to just give you really quick. And you can write it down. Here's the last declaration. Father, thank you for granting my request as they are aligned with your heart for me. Father, thank you for granting my request, for they are aligned with your heart for me. Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 7. He says, ask, knock, and keep knocking. He says, if you knock, don't you know that your Father will give you the good things? See, as you and I cry out to God, and we cry out to God, we say, God, bless me indeed, but I'm going to remain in a place of humility. God, don't just bless me because I want to be blessed, or I want to have this or I want to have that. No, bless me because I want to be able to deposit and influence those around me. I'm going to be passionate for you. God, that's my heart's desire because it's your desire. It says that God granted him all that he requested. One of my favorite verses in all of God's word is Psalms 37:4. And it says this. It says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. When you study that scripture out, it means that God places in you the thing that you'll eventually ask of him. Father, bless me indeed. I'm calling on you first. Enlarge my territory. Keep your hand on me. Keep me from evil so that I don't cause pain. And God granted him his request. See, when you and I position ourselves in a position of humility, and we say, God, I'm made for this. I'm made to carry all that's on your heart. I'm made to carry everything that you see from me that's going to flow through me. I'm going to be passionate in my pursuit as I enlarge my territory, and as you enlarge my territory, my spiritual life, as I grow wider, I'm going to grow deeper. I'm going to be passionate for you because I want everything that you designed for 2020 to be accomplished for your glory. And God granted him his request. Right where you are, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you, for those of you who have been rushing for 2020 to hurry up and go by. For those of you who are asking God to show up for you. And for those of you who are needing to meet Jesus for the very first time. The Bible says that Jesus died on a cross for you so that you can have life, watch now, and have it more abundantly. He comes in and he removes the old label and gives you his, which says, I've called you to have life. My highest honor at every opportunity that we get to gather, those of you who are watching online, those of you who are gathering in person, is when we have an opportunity to meet Jesus. The Bible says that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again, I love quoting that verse every single week. It says that he comes and lives on the inside of us. He changes the old label and he gives us life. And this morning you're watching me, or maybe you're listening in your car. I want you to join me in a prayer. And the prayer is really simple. We're just going to just acknowledge that Jesus died and rose again. And everyone's going to pray this prayer together. And the Bible says that because of the confession of your mouth and your faith, that Jesus comes and lives on the inside of you. And so if you will you just lean in, level 10, come on, level 10, remove all the distractions, just as you and I and God the Father. Are you ready to pray? Come on, you ready to pray? Come on, I was made for this. You were made for this. Come on, let's pray right now. You ready? Say, dear Jesus, I come to you today in need of a Savior. I acknowledge that you died for me and you rose again. And today I call you my Savior. I removed the old label and I was made for this. I accept you freely in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, City Place. Come on, those of you online, those of you watching in person, can we make some noise today for those that declared that they are now Christ followers walking in relationship with Jesus? I want to just say well done on the decision you made today. In fact, will you do me a favor? Just a couple of steps that I want to encourage you. Let us know the decision you made today. There's a virtual connect card that we would love for you to fill out, just letting us know of the decision that you made today. We want to come alongside of you and just say well done for the decision you made. The second thing that I want to encourage you to do is get involved in a city group. These are our small groups. We believe that real life change happens in the context of true relationships. And what we do is we gather in groups. We have men's groups. We have young adults groups. We have student groups. We have women, men. I think I've already said that. Family groups. Something for you to jump in and find a life-giving community. I don't know about you, but we all need it in this time. They said that right now, isolation and distancing has caused more relationship issues and problems than ever before. And you are a part of our family, and we want to make sure that at every opportunity, we get to speak life into you. So take advantage of those two resources. We would love to continue to walk with you in every single step. The last thing we're going to do today is we're going to worship the Lord with our giving. As I said earlier, I want to thank you for partnering with City Place Church and allowing us to just continue to sow into the kingdom of God and to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And I also, right now, I want you to just see this picture of the Lamberts family. They are pastors in Tennessee, and because of your faithfulness and your giving, we helped them plant Oasis Church just this past September. We also were able to bless their family so that their kids can enjoy the moments of just life. And so I say thank you for just being faithful to God's house. Just know that everything that you do, just know that we're going to care for it well, steward it well. And as always, if you've been impacted in this season, please allow our church to be the church of Jesus and come around you, whether it's through prayer or there's other ways that we can support you. It's our honor to represent Jesus on the earth. Let's pray. And I can't wait to hang out with you real soon. Father, we love you today. We thank you for the goodness of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. God, we honor you today for just those that made a decision for you. We ask you to bless everything that we're giving today as an act of worship. Allow us to continue to represent you well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, hey, I can't wait to spend time with you. Have a great week. We can't wait to see you again right here as part of the City Place family.
Thanks for joining us. If you've been encouraged by this message, be sure to subscribe to the City Place Church podcast. And we want to hear from you. Post a picture on any of your social media outlets with the hashtag CityPlaceChurch to be a part of the conversation. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.